WCAP Midday Cafe for Tuesday, February 7th. And yes, ticking down the hours to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day 1 week from today. I'm just, you know, as a brother, as a guy, I'm just giving the heads up because this is the day you don't want to forget your sweetie. You will be in such hot water that I don't know how many get out of jail free
cards. One-way ticket to the doghouse.
Oh, it really is. Really is. So we're going to bring in our trendy mommy now, Anne-Marie Selden. And Anne-Marie is always a fountain of all kinds of great information.
I totally forgot it's Valentine's Day. How bad is that?
Well, it's okay for you to forget. You know, it's okay for ladies to forget. But guys, if we ever forget, it's the end of the line. We have to do so much to get out of the doghouse.
Oh, my goodness. Right when you said that, I'm like, that's right. Next week is Valentine's Day.
1 week from today, young Anne-Marie.
Oh, boy.
It's all good. Now, do you get the kids a little something, too?
I do. I used to go all out where I would get them, like, a little Valentine's plate or a heart-shaped bowl, and I'd do something a little special. I think I might just get that Dunkin' Donuts heart-shaped donut for them. Have you seen that?
You know what?
You can have a donut once a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks pretty darn scrumptious. I had something else on my mind. I'm sorry. Scrumptious is the word I was looking for. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, just a little treat, something small. I usually do get them something small.
Now, do you and your husband go all out on Valentine's Day?
No.
No?
I forgot about it.
Not even a nice dinner out or something?
We may go out for dinner. I know there's a couple, you know, as you're married for so many years and you own a house, I think the things on your list that are important to you kind of change. So I'm thinking, oh, it is Valentine's Day. Maybe I can get that piece of furniture I've always
Is it okay for Valentine's Day, but never okay for Christmas?
Or a blender or one of those.
Yeah, no blender, no electric. They still call them electric brooms. You know what I'm talking about. Vacuum cleaners.
Jewelry is always nice. That's
jewelry
always nice.
Jewelry is good. Yeah, that's it. You know, the downside of Valentine's Day, in my mind, is it comes so darn close to Christmas. And so darn close to, as we talked about a week or two ago, getting the post-Christmas credit card bills.
Exactly.
Right? You open up those bills.
Yeah, I think if you went out for a nice dinner or if you, you know, maybe brought home a little dinner so your wife didn't have to cook, I think that would be nice. That would be a welcome gesture. Candy's always nice, too. Chocolate's always a good gift.
Now, I have had this conversation with a bunch of my lady friends, and I know that, you know, roses are great, and you know, but a lot of them are saying, you know, you get roses because they're so easy for you. I want something else. I don't want.
I totally agree. Flowers die. I'm not a big fan of flowers.
Yeah.
Plus, on Valentine's Day, they are triple the price.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I just don't think that's worth it. I don't. I'm not a big flower person anyways.
You know, there are people that love, you know, roses and love to get them on Valentine's Day. That's all well and good. But, you know, you can be a little more creative, like, you know, find out what your wife or girlfriend's favorite color is and go to a florist and say, hey, her favorite color is this, or she likes, you know, daisies. Or, you know what I saw yesterday? I went to a grand opening of a nice little florist shop, brand new florist shop that opened in downtown. It's called the Flower Mill, which is kind of fitting.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
Here in the
can
city.
A
nice young girl who has opened it, who I wish her well. But she had this big bucket full of mini pineapples. They were pineapples like on a stick.
Oh, like the edible arrangement.
Yeah, it was no. These, I don't think you ate these. I think they went into nice flower arrangement. I had never ever seen anything like it. They were like a pineapple, but maybe, you know, the size of one of those small footballs that you play with the kids, you know,
yeah,
on the beach.
Different, like a little arrangement.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And I'm going, well, that's really creative.
People always make fun of those Fruit of the Month clubs.
Yeah.
I happen to like them.
I know you love those. What are those pears? Those Bartlett? Is it Bartlett or what is the name of those?
Every year we get the same gift from our realtor that we used years ago. And she sends us these grapefruits and they're phenomenal. I mean, we only get like one crate of them. She doesn't give us a monthly membership, but still, just getting those, I think that's a nice, because people always kind of go toward those edible arrangement type gifts when they send out gifts.
Let me tell you, Anne-Marie,
great. That's different.
Anne-Marie, she must have made a really nice commission off you guys if she's still remembering you. I got a rocking chair when I bought my first house, and that was, you know, see you, bye.
Oh, well, we refer people to her.
Oh,
so
see, nice.
She likes that as well.
Now, do the girls still exchange Valentines at school?
They do, and so when they're younger grades, you know, they make a big deal out of it. They have a party with food items.
Yep.
They also have them design their Valentine's box. I don't know if you remember Valentine's Day growing up as a child,
but now it's
very structured. They send home a note home from school, and they say, here is everyone in the class.
Oh.
And they list out the kids' names, and you have to give everyone a Valentine.
Yeah, because imagine how you would feel if you were that kid.
Because back when we did Valentine's, they did not do that, and you picked and choose, and it was horrible. It was, it was bullying in the simplest form.
You know what? Now that you bring that up, it kind of was.
It's very organized, and they each have to make a Valentine for all their teachers. I love every year seeing, you know, some. I'm not a crafty mom, but there are great moms out there that have their kids make their own Valentines, and they'll maybe add like a pencil to it. I'm all for going to the local store and buying. You know, the kids still like to get those. You know, the perforated ones we kind of rip off and you. So I do have them sign them themselves.
Oh, I like those. I like those, you know. And you get the thematic ones, like they're all little puppies or little kitties or, you know.
And some of them come with candy, although some certain schools will have rules that you are not allowed to attach a candy to it. So that's,
you know, I saw something, and I wish I could remember what school district it was, that asked parents to ban Valentine's Day party, that they wanted their kids to be healthier. No snacks or treats this year. And I'm going,
I can see that, you know, for allergy purposes, and, you know, maybe some school districts have a no candy rule, but, you know, it's a little pencil or a sticker or something could go a long way, I think.
You mean there are schools with a no candy rule? What is up with that? I'm so glad I don't go to school anymore.
Parents, you know, want their kids to be healthier. I know, you know, I digress, but our school, middle school, grade school, would have ice cream for sale every day after school.
Oh.
And they finally went around and signed this petition that said, you know what, we're not making money off of kids getting overweight, they only have it once a week now.
I guess you gotta, you know, schools are different than when I was there, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember it. Growing up, Valentine's Day was a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously in the grade schools, because I went to an all-girls high school, but, you know, in the grade schools, when they were giving up the Valentine's, it was pretty stressful.
Mm.
So now they